Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shay. How may I help you?
Hello. Yes, I evidently have been subscribed to something that I don't even know what it is. This youthful, scentless beauty. I don't know. I can't even read it.
Yes, but ma'am. May I have your zip code to see if I can locate an account?
77062.
77062?
Yes.
May I have your first and last name?
Betty Hamilton.
Okay, can I get you to verify the shipping address for me?
16227 La Cabana Drive, Houston, Texas, 77062-5016.
Thank you for that information. Give me 1 second while this account loads. Okay, yes, ma'am. I do see right here the charges you're speaking of. It goes back to October 18th, where you paid $5.74 shipping and handling for a cooler.
Yes.
Okay, so that's where the charges are stemming from, because the cooler was, so it looks like that was the sweepstakes. Okay, so the sweepstakes, they announced the winners at the end of the month via email, and since you already paid the $5.74, it's going to be automatically shipped out to you. Now, in the terms and conditions, it did state that this was a welcoming gift into the discount store membership, where it also states in the terms and conditions that if you did not call and cancel within the trial period, you will be billed, you will be billed the charge that you see for the price of our monthly subscription.
And see, I don't even know what that was. Later, I told my husband about that email, and he said, well, that is a scam. You should not. Anyway, I never got any kind of cooler, but I did. All of a sudden, I got this little sample thing. I don't even know what it is. I don't know how to open it or nothing, of a scent, fragrance, and it's like for a man or something. I don't know, sandalwood or something. I don't know. And that was, so that was charged on October the 19th. And then all of a sudden on 10/24, I've got this charge of $67.32. I did not order this. I do not want this. I want it removed. I don't wear perfumes. My husband doesn't wear a cologne. I don't know where this came from. So I do not want it. I want it canceled. Hello? Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. Okay, so I got your counsel out today. There will be no more future transactions to your account. Would you like that confirmation number?
I want this removed from my account. I don't want to have to pay this.
Okay, so I do apologize for the misunderstanding. It really does sound like you may have overlooked the terms and conditions. What I'm going to do is get your account canceled, and as a customer courtesy due to the misunderstanding, I will credit your account with a 35% refund, which will be back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
A 35% refund?
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, this has nothing to do with a Yeti cooler.
Well, it was for the discount store membership. The Yeti cooler was the free gift, but you just had to pay the shipping and handling. And it did state in terms and conditions that you was rolling into the discount store membership. Now, you did receive a coupon
no.
voucher into your email.
No, I did not.
Yeah. Okay, so be sure that you check your spam and your junk folder also for the voucher. But it's a $125 voucher into your email that you can spend on the online discount shopping store.
Well, I don't want it. I don't
okay.
shop online. I don't know how this even occurred. I got an email for a Yeti cooler, and that's what I agreed to. And I get this perfume scent, whatever it is, and get charged $574. And then with, like a week later here, I'm charged $67.32.
Yes, sir. I mean, yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. Because it did state in the terms and conditions you had to call in and cancel within the trial period. So you're going to be billed for the monthly subscription.
Well, I had no phone number, no nothing to contact you by. When I got this little package, there is nothing in it. I've been waiting to see if I was going to be charged for it. So I got my statement yesterday afternoon in the mail, and that's why I'm calling today. I want all of this taken off, all of it.
Okay, I can even add my employee discount for a 50% refund today, but that's the most I can do today.
Well, who's above you then? Because I did not order this. I do not want it. I want it all refunded.
Okay, ma'am, you stated that you did do the shipping and handling for the cooler. Okay, so when you signed up for this, it was in terms of conditions.
For a cooler, which I didn't get.
Yes, ma'am, because that was a sweepstakes. They enroll you. They announce the winner at the end of the month via email.
I got this through a reputable company. I had shopped at Dick's Sporting Goods, and I get this email under Dick's Sporting Goods saying, you have won a free cooler. All you have to do is pay this shipping and handling. So y'all are ruining a name of Dick's Sporting Goods by doing this.
Okay, ma'am, I've canceled your account today. There'll be no more future transactions to your account. The 50% is all I can offer.
50% of what?
Of the 67.32.
What about the 574?
You already stated that was a valid charge. I cannot refund that charge at all. Hello.
I'm here. I'm fuming. Because I did not order this. I do not want it. And I should not have to pay a dime.
But you said that you ordered it, ma'am.
I ordered a free cooler.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. So in the terms and conditions, it did state that. Ma'am.
Yes.
Okay, so would you like that confirmation number?
I want to talk to your superior because I want this cleared completely.
Okay, my supervisor is going to advise you the same thing. We can only do 50%. They're both our valid charges since you did not call and cancel within the trial period.
I had no information to call to but cancel.
Okay, so when you first made the cooler, you didn't receive a confirmation email?
No.
You should have received a confirmation email. And it shows right here that we sent one out.
Well, I did not get it.
Have you looked in your email?
A long time ago. This is almost Thanksgiving. I don't keep all these emails. I delete and I trash.
Give me one second. Okay, I'm still here. I'm trying to get you transferred to a supervisor, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I am forwarding your information to the supervisor and transferring your call now. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you.